A twink.
And a redhead.
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 Stanley Tucci with your shape-shifting coochie. Acting expertise, won't you come to me, please? Stanley Tucci with your shape-shifting coochie. Hunger Games and more, please let me explore that. Coochie, coochie, Stanley Tucci with your coochie. Coochie, Stanley Tucci, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there.
Hey, guys, it's Ash.
And Grant.
What? Welcome to A Twink and a Redhead, you guys. Welcome back, you guys.
Welcome
how are
back,
you guys?
You guys. How the fuck you are guys, you doing?
How the fuck are you doing?
Every day I wake up and I'm stuck in this accent, okay?
It's you guys, still going have, on.
You guys, I have this medical condition where I hear an accent and then I can't stop doing the accent.
It's still going on.
For example, last night, Grant told me, Ash, have you seen the new Martin Scorsese trailer?
Yeah.
After, the second I heard those words, I couldn't stop saying, I can't wait for the new Marty picture.
Yeah. I woke up to a picture on my phone. I guess Ash took an early morning walk and passed by our local cinema.
Uh-huh.
And I get a text that says, Grant, the new Marty picture. It's a picture of Marty's new film.
Of Marty's
of
new
his
film.
Poster
I said,
on the wall.
You know what? My dream day, I'm going to park the car near Harvard. Walk to the cinema and see the new Marty picture. Because I haven't seen a Marty picture since The Departed.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it's still going on, you
it's
guys.
It's still going
and
on.
It's been brought to our attention that I guess it's more Boston.
I guess I'm doing more of a Boston accent than a Jersey.
It's definitely not Jersey.
It comes in and out. Jersey's
at this
more,
point,
I'm going to drink the coffee. I'm going to drink the coffee in Staten Island.
Do it a little less and it might be Jersey.
I'm going to the beach this weekend. Got to get my coffee before I go.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because I'm trying to think of people I know in Jersey and they don't talk like that.
I know.
Like even the really crazy ones, like the Staten Island girls.
I guess I'm doing more of a Boston. Boston. But Boston has that and Boston is more.
I think Boston is Staten Island and Boston is Boston.
Oh, you do? So maybe I'm getting my accents mistaken.
We were saying, what if Ashley was on a show like Big Brother or something and her strategy was just to like have a Boston accent for no reason?
Because like I guess on the current season there's a mother and son, but they're keeping it a secret that they're related. And I was like, what if my secret,
the twist of the season,
was that I wasn't actually from Boston? I had been doing an accent the whole time. And Grant and I role played for like 30 minutes last night.
It was a long time. Like I was like, hey, like, and her name was Joanne.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like this person's like gunning for you. Like they're at the top. You're at the top of their like target list. Like they want you out.
Well, the fact that he doesn't like the Pats. The fact that he doesn't want Dunkin'.
You said something crazy last night. So the situation was, you have to win like competitions to become head of household, but like sometimes like people will get like a little sus if like someone gets out a little early and they're like, oh, they threw the competition. And so I went to Joanne and I was like, Joanne, like a lot of people are saying that you threw the competition, like you purposefully lost. Uh-huh. And what did you say, Joanne?
I don't remember.
Wait, yes,
I genuinely don't remember.
in the middle of the competition, you got your period. And that's why you lost. And you said, what? I was just going to sit there in my own pool of blood.
Because I always think, like, during Survivor and stuff, like, how are we handling periods?
No, so true. And even in Big Brother, how are you
shitting?
How are
we handling
periods?
How are we handling our bodily functions?
Are they jacking off
in
there?
How the fuck am I going to deal with my period when I'm in the fucking Big Brother house? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And then I was saying to you last night, my cousin's a cop, his cousin's a cop, my uncle's a cop, my dad's a cop, my grandpa's a cop, we're all cops.
You don't want to fuck with Joanne.
We don't
want to
fuck with my family. We're Irish Catholics and we'll fuck you up.
This is our audition for Big Brother.
I also realize my understanding of someone from Boston is very stereotypical, so...
If you're offended, shut the fuck up.
What are you gonna do? You know what? You guys have a legacy, and I'm just trying to understand it. And
right,
We're also dressed to the nines right now.
We are. We're going out tonight. I'm going out tonight. I was literally thinking as I was getting ready. I was like, oh, I'm bejeweling tonight.
Hell yeah, we are.
Hell yeah.
And it might be gummy night for Grant.
Oh yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
We talked about this briefly the other night, but I wanted to explore the conversation further.
Okay.
Why can't I imagine there being a female raccoon?
Okay, but I agree with you, like, totally. Like, first,
I think all first, raccoons are male.
All raccoons are male, but if there was a female, she's big. Mm-hmm. She's like a
like
big
the mama.
She's a mom. She's okay, very protective.
So I feel like for like every
and she for some reason she's wearing an apron, but not in a way that like she's no.
Oh.
Not in the way that's stereotypical, just in the way that she can beat the shit out of someone, but she also can cook up a good meal. A good home-cooked meal.
I know exactly who and what you're talking about when you say this. I'm like, yeah.
And she's like very like protective and welcoming.
Yes.
And like,
but
she stays in the burrow. She doesn't come out.
No. And if you fuck with her kids, she will fuck you up.
Have you seen the video of somehow like a group of baby raccoons got through this woman's window in her house?
No.
And the mama raccoon, or maybe it was the dad since there's no one. The mama raccoon was like punching the shit out of like and like biting like the woman trying to help get the baby. She's like, I'm trying to help you.
Aww.
Raccoons are mean, I think. So
I
stay
know,
the fuck away.
But I also, actually. I'm like, I love them.
I love
them.
A little bandit. They're a little bandit.
Hey, they're a little rascal.
And they have their hands.
They're so cute. But I feel like for every 10 raccoons, maybe one is female.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways, something I noticed too recently. I know you did too.
Hey, let me hear it.
People will comment on our TikTok videos, like being like, or tag us in videos of like Lightning McQueen. Or, like, things very personal to us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck
did they know that?
And then I'm like, oh, they must be listening to our podcast, which is so cool.
It's so sweet.
It's like, y'all are literally our friends
sometimes,
and, like, know us.
Sometimes I forget that what we say resonates in the ears of others.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And then when it's,
and
like,
what
pops
a treat.
Up.
Hey, and what a treat for you guys.
What a treat. When I see a comment treat. That's like so specifically like just personal,
it's actually
like,
amazed
wait.
Me how many people are also hot for the Cars characters.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
We're going to Disney World and one of the days we're all wearing Cars
shirts. Oh, we need to order those.
We really need to order those. But I thought it was so cool. And also like last episode, I put that warning in. I was like, listen, y'all better rate this podcast. And our podcast ratings went up like a lot.
Hey.
Not a lot, but like y'all listen to what we say. And that's powerful. And I'm really going to
use that.
I'm really just going to
manipulate it.
Use it, manipulate it. And what I want you guys to do next, I want you guys to
get on your Venmo.
I want you guys to open up that Venmo app and send us both $200 each.
$200,000.
Holy shit.
Just
kidding.
Seriously, if one of you even take us seriously, stop. In the name of love. Okay.
Anyways.
Let's.
Oh. There's an event that happened this week I want to briefly just get off my chest.
Okay.
I had a comedy show. And y'all.
Someone call the SWAT team because Grant bombed.
I bombed that club.
Yeah.
Someone call the anti-terrorist groups.
Because I have an investigation for you.
Y'all, it was so bad. This is the worst I've ever done. And it's weird because I've done this material, but I just like started spiraling on stage and like getting in my head more and more as it went on. I was like second to go, so the crowd to begin with was already a little off and weird. They're very much straight, like very much, not that that means anything, like whatever.
But maybe your humor wasn't going to resonate with them like it would for an LGBTQ
maybe.
Plus
well,
audience.
Yeah, definitely an LGBTQ audience would be like better or like younger.
Right.
But like it was weird. And
wait, can you say the best part? There was a random person from high school in the audience like by coincidence?
Yeah, so there's this random person I haven't seen since I was probably like 12 or 13 in the audience, and like,
and he like acknowledged that he knew you.
Yeah, and so before I even go, he's like, hey Grant. I'm like, oh my god, hi. And so it's like, oh, in his mind he's like, oh, Grant's doing stand-up comedy in New York City, like that's really cool. And it was like a pretty good lineup too of like, yeah, comedians.
Yeah,
I get up there. Do you, if y'all hear motorcycles and stuff,
mind your business.
Every time we say, if you hear something, y'all never can. But
we got the Hell's Angels outside right
this
now.
This is extra loud. All
right.
Anyways, so I get up there.
It sounds like the Daytona 500 is happening outside of our apartment right now.
It sounds like,
oh, it went away.
Okay.
Oh, I wish. He got me ripped up.
Oh. I just, like, I literally, like, there were, I feel like, it might be dramatic. I recorded it on voice memo. I have not listened to it back.
Did I listen
no!
to it?
No!
Grant won't, no, like, tell me, like, really what went down or, like.
Well, actually, I should play it on the podcast. Moments of
I
the
would
podcast.
Love to hear
No,
that.
I can't. It was so bad.
One day when you get the courage, maybe our season finale,
yeah,
you'll play it on the podcast.
I'm sure I'll get over at some point and I'll play it. But it, like, there were moments so just crazy. And then another added funny layer to this is I invited like a group of friends to come,
but not like like you're, they're friends, but they're not like they're like your like best friends, where like if you bomb,
they're good,
like,
friends.
No,
they're,
but
good,
it's
friends
still like you'd be embarrassed to bomb in front of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
just making it worse for you right
well
now.
It, and it's a group of friends that they're like not always in the city. And so, like, this was, like, a special occasion. They were, like, so excited to see me. They
Like, this, their big night out in the city was, like, was seeing Grant.
Part of it was seeing me. And, like, they've known I've been doing stand-ups. A lot of them have been, like, I want to come to a show. I want to come to... They finally come. And like, I bombed so hard. And then, of course, they're, like, it was so good. You were so funny. You were so good. And I'm, like, guys, like, literally, it was not... Like, yeah, it was bad. So yeah, I bombed, but uh-huh, but you know what? Someone told me you have to bomb as much as possible to get better, and that's
what you're gonna do.
I'm just gonna bomb the shit out of these clubs.
Yeah. Oh, we're about to be investigated by the feds
in a comedic way, in, yes, a comedian,
in
kind
a
of
haha way,
in a performance,
not a scary
way, not in a scary, you know, threatening way, yeah, not at all.
Don't get the wrong idea.
Do not get it twisted.
Don't get the wrong
word.
Of the episode, word. Of the episode, what will it be? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Feuds.
The way we act like it's a surprise when y'all click on this episode and it's the title.
I know. Wait. That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Wouldn't it be cool if it was there was an element of surprise? Maybe we'll look into that. Let us know.
Maybe we'll look at that into that in the future. But at this current moment that's not something we're going to do.
You keep saying that.
What?
You keep saying, like, at this point in my life, I'm just not up for that.
Hey, at this point in my life, I'm not willing to change the title of these episodes. Respectfully.
What'd you say this morning? I was, like, asking, like, if we can go to a dinner at this place. And you were, like,
no, you
at
were,
this point in my life.
You were asking me to, like, make a reservation or something, and I said it. That's, oh, I know what it was, actually.
Was it problematic?
No, it wasn't problematic. We just can't. What
was
it? Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so today we're going to talk about feuds.
Famous feuds.
Personal feuds.
And that's about it. Y'all might be wondering... Oh, feuds between Grant and Ash? Nope, because we have a whole episode for that.
Let's just say Grant and I had the biggest feud
of them
for
all.
Almost like a year.
Yeah, it was.
And we're going to dive into it in our season finale.
We didn't talk for like a year. Also, yeah, our season finale is in like two episodes.
It is?
Well, it's 15, but I wanted to ask you guys on the pot listeners, do we do 15 or should we do a little more?
Maybe we should do a little
Maybe
more.
Maybe 20?
Yeah. I feel like it's just like part. It's just we know our schedule now.
Yeah. It works. Like, it's fine. It's not like it's bad.
Okay. So feuds. Do you mind if I get into it?
Are we going to start with famous feuds or personal feuds first? Like, should we start the episode with famous feuds or should we do?
Let's do famous feuds.
Okay. And then we'll stick around for our personal feuds because some of them were kind of crazy.
Best feud of all time? Plankton and Mr. Krabs.
Oh my God. I was like trying to think of feuds. I didn't even think of fictional feuds.
That just came to my head. I wasn't even thinking it. Also like Squidward and SpongeBob. That show was like a breeding ground for feuds. And it really informed the rest of my life for how I perceive feuds.
And some of them are complex. Because so, SpongeBob likes Squidward. But Squidward doesn't like SpongeBob.
And Plankton and Mr. Krabs have this relationship where it almost makes both of them better because they're striving for success. Trying to one up the other.
Yep, I was just gonna say. And you know what?
You know what's so special about that feud?
What?
Plankton is supposed to be perceived as this villain, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the guy sometimes.
You know, he has a tough home life with his wife.
With his computer wife, Karen.
He's always on rocky ground with Karen, which be tough. On top of that, he's just trying his best.
Also, I can't imagine what it must be like to be so tiny in the ocean when you are everyone's prey.
Wow. And he's pushing hard to not be. Like,
he is literally going from rags to riches, or at least trying to. And he's trying to. Hey.
Hello.
Isn't that the American dream? Let's fucking talk about it.
He's trying his best at the chum bucket. Like, literally grassroots, ground up. Grassroots. Like, trying to start his, like, business.
Exactly.
And you have this wealthy, money-hungry pig crap next door.
Yeah. Rubbing it in his face.
Also,
hey, I don't know if you saw the episode of the origin of their feud, but like...
What is it?
You know what? They originally... And I might be mistaken, but I'm almost positive they came up with the recipe for the Krabby Patty, like, together. And then Mr. Krabs stole it.
That's always how it happens.
It's always how it happens. And then going back, SpongeBob and Squidward... I kind of get where Squidward's coming from because I'm like, yes, like I would be annoyed if someone always came over unwelcome when I'm just trying to practice the clarinet.
Yeah.
Hey, shush. Keep it down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I totally agree with the SpongeBob Squidward feud. That's ridiculous. Sandy, again, we already talked. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
She's a Republican.
Yeah.
Was this just us talking or did we talk about it on the podcast?
I think we talked about Sandy because Sandy obviously is
major
born
Republican.
And raised in Texas. And I think she would vote for Ted Cruz. And I will not be taking further questions at this current point in my life. It's just not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. She literally would. And she has so much space. Like, she's just land hungry. Like, and it's
oh my God. What is with the greed in Bikini Bottom?
It's so greedy.
They were just teaching us to be young capitalists. I fucking love that show.
It's so good.
Another childhood feud I thought we might touch upon. The love triangle. Miley, Selena, Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas captured the hearts of every young girl in the mid 2000s when he revealed that he had diabetes. Okay.
He did.
Yes, because we were all like, oh my God. I was literally like up at night worrying. Actually,
yeah, I thought he was going to die.
Me too. I was literally about to be like, I don't know what you need. If you need me to donate any organs, any blood, I would do that for you. Nick Jonas. So he really captured the hearts and minds of a generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and Miley got together and it was the best fucking day of my life. You know, like they were my royal couple. Step aside, you know, Diana and Charles, because these are royals. These two people are royalty. And then you know what happened? Break up. Selena comes in. Guys, I like Selena now, but like when I was like 8 years old, I was like, fuck this bitch.
No, she stole
Nick from Miley. Also, like, you know, kind of problematic, kind of misogynistic of me at 8 years old. I'll admit it. Hey,
2023, we're confidently saying that.
I've changed.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Selena and Demi were really embarrassing at that age.
Yeah.
Like when we were, like, my perception was pretty similar. Like, Miley was the cool girl.
Yeah.
And, like, Nick was cool too or whatever. But like Demi and Selena were really embarrassing. I hated Sunny with a Chance.
I
watched that shit?
Did
I did not watch Sunny with a Chance.
You remember the iconic YouTube video?
Yep.
Do y'all remember when Selena and Demi were best friends? Okay, let's go back in time. Selena and Demi, besties. Mm-hmm. They put up a YouTube video that is very of the time, I would say. Like, but still a little cringe.
It was, what was the reason? You know
what was
I mean?
The reason? They were just like having a sleepover and being silly. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But Miley and her best friend Mandy saw this and they said, yeah, we're going to make fun of that.
Yeah. And that, and their comedy was like smart for that. Like it was like that they saw an opportunity and they're like, we need to satire.
There has never
this.
Been like, a time in my life where I haven't absolutely loved Miley Cyrus, you know? Even yeah. when she was bullying Selena and Demi, I was like, she is so iconic for this.
But also, like, the pole dancing party in the USA. I was like, guys, give it a rest. She just, like, needed something to hold on to.
Also,
on that ice cream cart.
Let the girl live!
Yeah.
So that was such a good feud.
That was a good feud. The look up the YouTube videos if y'all haven't seen it. Just look up Miley and Mandy show or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, the Miley and Mandy show and then maybe like Selena and Demi and you'll
Selena.
See a side by side. We recently watched it.
Yeah, and we want to recreate it.
Yeah.
As Miley and Mandy.
Yeah.
But like watch the Demi and Selena one first and then watch Miley and Mandy.
Because so
they're pretty
funny.
Accurate. They like really took time to like copy them. It was silly.
And they're petty in it. Yeah. Mandy literally makes fun of Demi's gap in her tooth. Like, it's crazy.
That
anyway,
was a good feud.
I'd love to hear a feud that you want to talk about.
So one thing about me and one thing about Ash, I'm not read in on any pop culture.
I am tuned the fuck
like,
in.
Like, obviously, I've, like, was around and I, like, know the basics and everything. But I can't, like, think of fucking specific fit. Like, any,
yeah.
And this is in all of our podcasts. Like, when we talk about anything pop culture, like, I don't know anything. Even today, people are like, do you know this celebrity? Do you know this? I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And it's a problem.
I will say, I'm, like, pretty online. I just thought of this the other day, actually. You know, Pop Bass?
Yeah.
Pop Bass is, to me, like Walter Cronkite was to America during the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
Like, I trust Pop Bass with my life. Like, film updates and Pop Bass are my source of news. So I get a lot of pop culture in my life.
Maybe it's like, because I work in news.
You're just not interested.
I just don't go looking around or anything.
I just
want to
know what's
happening.
I love pop culture. I love getting tuned into the celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
But I don't support Demi, which is interesting. Because Demi, to me, is a little invasive.
Yeah, I agree.
Like posting pictures. Like the Sunday Roundup where it's just a bunch of pictures of celebrities at restaurants. I'm like, oh, hey. Hey, let them live, you know? Hey, they're people too.
It's giving zoo animals. Like it's giving, like,
and there's something that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I agree with that. That is really crazy.
But do you have any feuds?
Well, I mean, obviously, Taylor and Kanye, we all know that. I don't need to fucking rehash
it. We were on the front lines of that feud.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, in that, even when the video came out that was edited and, like, didn't really look the best for Taylor.
We were in high school at that time, too. So, we were surrounded by a lot of Kanye fans before he went bonkers. And
he was always bonkers.
Well, yeah. But before he went, like,
crazy, crazy.
Yeah. Before he lost a lot of fans. He still was very popular at the time. And everyone thought Taylor, oh, basic. You're weird if you like her.
Yeah.
So, we're outnumbered during that time, but we were vigilant fierce. And fierce soldiers.
It was such an example to me of like groupthink.
Yeah, I agree.
Like everyone's like, oh, it's not cool. You're trying to like Taylor Swift anymore. Let's all not. And now I'm like, and then I would always fight people and I still do to this day. If people are like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift with like no reason. I literally ask them why.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me a reason why you don't like her.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I just like don't
whenever,
like she just seems like blah blah blah.
This
like,
is and maybe I'm reading into things too much, but I find whenever people don't like any woman, if you just say, hey, why, and you keep asking why, they never have a real reason.
No, yeah, everyone.
I just did this with one of my friends about Kamala Harris. Taylor's feuds, like, I felt like I was always just so mad about them. Taylor and Katie had a feud.
Oh, let's talk about that, because yeah. I was well read on that. So the issue was Taylor, and you know what? Taylor was in the wrong for this, I have to say.
For releasing Bad Blood or what?
And the reason of it, the reason I think allegedly was that Taylor had her red tour, mm-hmm. and then Katie was going on tour, mm-hmm. and Katie took all of Taylor's dancers, or like some of them, for her tour.
Maybe one or two.
It might have been. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But like, Taylor, I guess, got mad about that.
She was pissed. And then they just lasted so long. Did not like each other. Because then after the Kanye and Kim incident and the phone call and everyone was doing the snakes and Calvin Harris got in on it.
And like, Katie did too, right?
Katie was like, never trust the sheep and lion, or the lion and yeah, sheep's something. Clothing.
Girl.
Something of that nature. And it's like, girl.
But karma relax. Really is Taylor's boyfriend, because Katie's career tanked.
But they're friends after now.
Witness. Yeah. Yeah.
They're friends now. And I would love to go see her residency in Vegas.
I would as well, but I would not pay more than $150.
Yeah, same. I'm so sorry. And I also, like, if I just happen to be in Vegas for another would never reason, travel there. I'm not going to.
For it.
Yeah, I'm not going to make the trek to Vegas just to see Katie's show. But that, if I could see it, I would.
So, Swish Swish or Bad Blood?
Bad Blood.
I feel like I have to say Bad Blood, but it just got so overplayed. I don't enjoy
that song very much, but the music video is iconic.
The Bad Blood music video?
We oh, yeah. Like the celebrity.
Swish Swish's music video? Not
Swish
good.
Swish. Any other celebrity feuds you can think of?
Dora and Swiper.
Oof.
I wanted Swiper, like, bit bad. Wait, I actually was really infatuated with Swiper as a kid as well. He was, like, kind of like slick.
The one that got away. Like, because he kept... Dora could never catch him, it seemed. Oof. I'd love to, like, sink my teeth into...
I would love to get swiped up.
I would love to get all swiped
Let's
up.
Just say I would swipe right for Swiper.
Heyo!
Swiper, no swiping.
Now
on to our personal feuds. Was there anything more uncomfortable or anxiety inducing than like going into school and knowing you had like drama with someone, or like beef? Like that feeling of anxiety was so like awkward.
It was so awkward, especially when you would like pass them in the hallway.
So
dagger
scary.
Eyes. Like did you ever receive just like the nastiest looks from someone that you maybe had beef with? Because I remember
mine, I feel like we'd both like not look at each other.
Yeah,
it was like one of those situations.
I had a lot of beef. Like feuds in high school. Because
people didn't like you. Oh! Well.
Okay, well, the people that didn't like me, I wouldn't want them to like me.
Well, yeah, true.
I was friends with these really mean girls freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Well, they were mean at the time. I don't know.
We don't know what's going on now. Turn their lives around. We don't.
But I had feuds with all of them on an individual basis. We each had individual feuds.
And you guys know how that ended. I think it was in sixth grade carnival or...
What
episode we talked about how you were left out of the group chat? That was that story.
Yeah, so, but then our feuds evolved. I had like personal feuds with all of them.
Yeah.
Was there also anything crazier than getting in a text fight with someone?
Oh my god, this was another thing too. Okay, so text fights, and then also a lot of our era growing up, a lot of our fights and beef was on Twitter.
Subtweeting.
Twitter fights, or literally just adding them, and then you just go back and forth, and you go into school the next morning, they'd be like, did you see the Twitter fight with so and so and so? Like, oh my, have you ever been in a Twitter fight?
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I have.
I have.
What happened?
This boy tweeted about me being a cheerleader. I've never even talked to this boy in my life. And
I also
like,
chimed in on this fight. Yeah, I remember.
People were so obsessed with me, you guys.
Yeah.
The straight men were obsessed. But they like tweeted, he tweeted like something about me being a cheerleader and like gay, whatever. And I responded. I responded with a video of a punch front step out, Arabian step out, through to round off back handspring double full. And I was like, you? I was like, come to me when you can do this.
You thought you ate him up, and you did for the time.
I did for the time being. But
look.
Like, what? Yeah. What? It was crazy. Oh, I've been in a lot of others, too. I feel like
I had a few.
I love chiming in. Like, I wouldn't.
Chiming in,
I love
yeah.
just inserting myself.
We had, when we were in college, this family in our town threw a graduation party for their son where it was around the world theme. And there was just a lot of, like, maybe not culturally appropriate.
Yeah, maybe some cultural appropriation.
Biggest Twitter fight I've ever seen.
Like,
ever.
Someone, they posted a group picture, and then someone, like, tweeted it and was like,
this is offensive.
Yeah. And then, like, they fought back.
And like, I remember I was literally glued to my phone that day. Refresh, refresh, refresh.
Yeah.
Like, people were saying the craziest shit.
I got involved. And then I, like, kind of.
Yeah. One of my friendships kind of, like, ended.
Yeah. From that.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Anyway.
One of my first feuds was sixth grade with a boy named Evan. There was another girl. Okay, so it was sixth grade, and in the summer, there were a few, like, birthday parties. But at this girl's party, a sort of romantic relationship blossomed between me and a girl named Josephina. So Josephina, she was an icon. She was one of the first girls who had yitties, and, like, she was just, like, that girl.
She was that
she was,
girl.
She was the moment of fifth and sixth grade, Josephina.
She was, like, queen of the fucking castle.
Yeah, and so Evan and Josephina had history or something.
Okay.
And so Josephina started, like, liking me, and I guess we were texting. Evan finds out. Uh-huh. It's, like, the day before sixth grade. He texts me and says, like, you better hope you don't see me tomorrow because I'm going to beat you up.
Oh, shit.
And I, guys, it was so,
so
sad.
Scared.
I was so scared, and I kept telling, I told my parents I didn't want to go to school tomorrow. It was the first day of sixth grade, and they were like, okay, what's going on? Like, tell us. And then I told them, and I think they were like, he's not going to do shit. Or, like, they just made me go to school.
So funny. But then.
That Evan boy circled back.
Okay, we have to, like, yeah. explain. So there was this, like, water gun fight competition in our town.
Some other people have done this.
Yeah, there's
across,
like,
the country,
groups
I'm sure.
of five people on a team that blah blah blah. You all fight each other, and there's money at the end. Grant and I,
it's
thought
outside
it would
of
be,
school. It's not.
Yeah, it's outside of school. So
by,
you, like, stalk people outside their homes to get them out with a water gun. You have, like, cards.
Like, really crazy. It's like the Hunger Games, but with water guns, and it's, like, all over town.
School.
Senior assassins is what it's called.
And Grant and I thought it would be a bright idea
to run it,
to be the judges,
to be the judges and run it. At this time, again, I was obsessed with the Hunger Games. I thought I was gonna be living my full game maker fantasy,
and we were creative,
we were innovating the game,
and I didn't want to play, really, so I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah. We liked
the attention. Like, ooh, we're in charge.
Yeah, we're like,
we were on, like, a power trip,
yeah.
too. But anyway, this whole assassin thing was a horrible idea for us to be the judge of, because
horrible.
I can't even tell you how many of my friendships ended and how many text fights I got. I got in, like, almost physical altercations with people.
It was like people literally, like, would call us up and be like, I got this person out, but his foot was in his car, and he's saying, like, he's safe. Like, does this count? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like people would,
like,
be
people
fighting.
People would call me, like, screaming. One time I woke up, I went to bed at, like, 9 p.m. one night during Assassins. I woke up to 57 missed calls. Like, it was a nightmare.
It got so bad that, remember,
you put a notes app thing. Grant, like, posted a notes app, like, proclamation saying, we are done with this game.
I was like, Ashley, like, was crying.
Because, fuck. Okay, so we basically disqualified a few people who were just being, like, nasty to us.
I feel like some of them might be criminals.
Some people we didn't let play. This girl texted me that I was a fucking fire crotch. And it was just, like, got really out of hand. And also, like, I didn't have a lot of patience. So I think I was being a little rude back as well. But so during Assassins, people were very mean to us and we disqualified this one team because I literally almost got in a physical altercation with this kid. He was like,
"Men."
I thought I was going to get punched in the face. And I literally still have the video on my phone, I think. But it was the most insane incident of my life.
Well, Evan, what happened with him?
So we disqualified his team.
Oh.
And they were so fucking mad and they would hate tweet us and all this stuff. And then every time he would pass us in the hallway, he would go, "Give me that, my $10 back, bitch." And he'd be like, "You fucking bitch." Every time he passed
everyone,
me.
You had to pay $10 in order to pay. So like, there'd be a
Jesus
money
fucking
prize.
Christ, are you fucking for real right now? But instead of saying that, I cried.
Yeah.
So I was like sobbing so in the middle of the cafeteria. My fifth grade ex-boyfriend, Richie, nice guy, he like escorted me out of the cafeteria and was like consoling me. He was like, "Don't listen to them." I was like, "Thanks." Yeah. Like, it was terrible. And then Assassins ends, thankfully. We burned a lot of bridges. Oh, also though, during Assassins, some of the men in our grade thought it would be a good idea to like seduce me. So I would try to help them. I can't even tell you how many guys hit my line during the week of Assassins, Grant. And they'd be like, "Hey, do you want to like hang out?"
Oh my God.
I literally was getting the most male attention I've gotten in my life during that week. And then Assassins ends. My phone is dry as the desert.
Huh. Wait, but one of the people we didn't let play was a famous feud between... We had a famous feud, me and this boy, I won't say his name, this boy named Cade.
Yeah.
Did I say Cade? I love the name choices we pick.
Me too.
Cade and I grew up kind of together. We both played CYO basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And like our families were kind of close. Like his sister was friends with my sister and like whatever. And there was never any tea or drama. He was always kind of a little impulsive.
I was friendly like, with him in fifth and sixth grade though.
Yeah, like the fourth, fifth, sixth, like he was kind of fine.
Class clown almost.
Yeah. Well, but in a annoying way.
And like
he was in the troublemaker
class
kind of
clown
way.
In
like,
the way
the
like
fuck up.
You can't believe what he is saying to your teacher right now.
Yeah, and then it gets to a point where it's like okay, like it was funny like the first time, and
like,
now it's like 10
damn,
minutes
she's
into
just
the
trying to, hey, she's just trying to do her job.
Yeah, like
I agree.
Yeah, but this I don't even know like how it started, like why he was so infatuated with me, like genuinely could not put my finger on it.
I don't remember how.
What did I do to him? Was it assass? No.
No, because it was.
It was before.
You were a male cheerleader, and that did not sit well with him.
Okay, so my senior year of high school, my high school has like never had a male cheerleader. And at this point, I'd been like cheering for like 2 or 3 years, like all-star, like which is outside of school. And I was like, you know what? And for again, I've said this before, but I thought I was like an advocate in high school. Like I was setting, like I was paving the way for other gay boys to like whatever. And so I was like, I'm going to cheer in high school and I'm going to make a statement and it's whatever. All my like besties were on the cheer team. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And the school newspaper wanted to do an article.
Yes.
And
so can I say from my point of view, I don't think I wrote the article, but as editor in chief of the article, I decided I was going to go supervise this photo shoot. And
in our cafeteria,
there was this idea that Grant was going to do a flip in the middle of the cafeteria under the backdrop of the huge American flag. And that was going to be the like cover photo of the school newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So we go get our camera. We go to take the picture. And as he's doing it, we hear someone say the F slur.
Faggot.
Yeah. And at first I was like, oh my God, did I just hear that?
And I'm a little far away. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
But
and
Ashley
it
heard
was
it. And like our other friend.
A table of football players. And I knew exactly who said it. Cade. So then... You can take over. You were very upset.
So then I heard about this news, and it was the day of the first football game. So this would be my first time like cheering on the sidelines. First time like the crowd will see like a boy like on the sidelines. And so I was already nervous about that. And then I hear that, like, this kid called me an F slur, which is like confirmation of all my fears. I'm like, great. Like, everyone probably thinks that. And our cheer coach was like young and like kind of cool. And like, so I thought like I could confide in her, like not in a way where I was snitching.
Right.
But I was like sitting before the game and I looked like nervous. And she literally asked me like, what's wrong? Like, what happened? And I was like, oh, Cade called me the F slur today, like in the cafeteria. And like now I'm even more nervous, blah, blah, blah. Like I didn't even try to snitch or anything. I was just like telling her what was wrong. Then the game starts. It's going fine or whatever. And the athletic director of her school, who later got in trouble for embezzling money.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. He comes up to me. And he's like, hey, Grant, like, we heard what Cade said. And, like, just also, this is side note, Cade was, like, a really good football player. Like, if he wasn't such an asshole, he probably could have, like, gone to, like, college for football and, like, been successful. I don't even know where he is today. But he was like, hey, like, we took Cade out of the game today. Like, we heard what he said. That's not okay. There's going to be a full-on investigation on Monday. And I was like, oh, like, you didn't have to do that. Like, I didn't want that to happen. Like, he's a good football player, like he could play, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, this is very serious and we'll talk more on Monday. And I was like, okay. So then a full-on investigation ensues.
Hey, can Ashley come to the office, please? I walk my ass down there. I am looking at security footage and they're like, tell us the moment it happened. I was like, this looks like it was shot on an NV2. I can't tell anything that's happening. And then
were you like, yep, right there?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I think it happened right at this moment. Like, I was literally like on an episode of Criminal Minds.
Yeah, but I think they asked like our other friend who was there. And then I think they asked people like at his table or around his table, like if it happened. I don't think I was even involved in the investigation. And then they called me down to just tell me like their conclusions. And they're like, so we did find that he did say that to you. Like, just so you know, like he is going to be like suspended or something, and he's gonna get the HIB law,
which
for those of you who don't know, in New Jersey, the HIB law, it stands for harassment, intimidation, and bullying. It's like some sort of law that minors can like get put on their record. I don't know like how long it lasts or what it means. Like, maybe it like shows up on college applications.
Yeah,
and
basically
shit.
If you were like getting in trouble for like bullying or harassing someone, you get hibbed. And that was like a verb.
Yeah,
like, oh, he got the hib law.
He got the hib law. And so he got hibbed. And I got a letter in the mail saying he was trying to like fight it in like a court or something. Or he tried fighting it or refuting it. And it didn't work. I wasn't even a part of that either. My mom, do you remember this? My mom was like, good for him. He should refute it. I think like she was like, on his side.
She like didn't like the hip law or
something. She was like, people make mistakes. Like he should. And to her, I agree.
Yeah. And at first, like, yeah, like give him a second chance.
But this
maybe.
Boy
but
had
then
issues.
He ended up
before.
Getting totally suspended from
for
our
something
school.
Else.
And I can't remember the specifics, but basically he was allowed to still like graduate with us, but he wasn't actually attending our school.
He was suspended, but like they were letting him be a part of our graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
So he's allowed to walk.
But because of that, we decided it would be in the best interest of everyone playing if he was not allowed to play Assassins, because we just knew it was going to cause trouble. Like someone was going to end up getting like hurt or
yeah he was some,
it was just it wasn't
stupid.
Gonna be like a good idea. And so part of all of this this has so many layers to it.
He also had on his Twitter header photo, it was a gay flag with like a no sign crossed through it. So he was blatantly homophobic.
Yeah, he was very homophobic.
I think he might be gay.
And he ended up like teaming up with Evan, who we brought up earlier.
Yeah, they became
allies.
And a
few months after Assassins, we were at a friend's grad party, and our friend Carter, hey, shout out Carter, because no one else was gonna tell us that group of boys in our grade were going to drive to this party with water guns and attack us. Like, we were gonna get assaulted with water guns. Also, what's fucked up is the guy that we previously talked about in the dating episode, this asshole that I was like liked at the time.
Wasn't he friends with all them?
He found out that they were going to do this and didn't tell me. Carter told me.
What the hell?
Yeah, but...
actually fucked up. Talk about but graduation ceremony.
So that was in the summer, and sorry, we're like jumping around. But then at graduation time...
of high school.
We have grad practice where we all have to go into the auditorium and just like, it's like a dress rehearsal for your wedding, but grad practice. They tell us where we're gonna sit and all
that.
How to walk in. So Grant and I, we obviously want to sit next to each other at graduation.
Yeah.
So we take a seat next to each other. We're so excited. Cade sits right behind us. There's a hush that falls over the auditorium as the principal starts speaking about what's going on. And Cade starts whispering in our ears, like in between the two of us, I can't wait to spit on you guys tomorrow. Like, I'm going to like ruin your graduation. I'm going to spit on you at graduation, like calling us like a bitch and like whatever. The auditorium is like silent except for Cade's whispering in our ear. Grant bolts up from his seat and goes, you know what, Cade? Fuck you. You're a fucking asshole. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, screaming at him. And Grant storms out of the auditorium.
The middle aisle, like up the middle aisle.
Everyone is like looking at us. And I just kind of like pop up and like dramatically follow Grant out of the room. And then our vice principal ends up coming up to us. It was like, hey, we talked to the police and we're going to make sure that he sits nowhere near you tomorrow. And then we'll never have to deal with him again. But like, let someone know if there's a problem tomorrow.
Yeah, because she was like, because then it's in the police's hands.
Yeah.
She hated this kid.
We felt like we were royalty.
But yeah, I literally got up and like screamed at him. Everyone, like, it was a scene from a movie. Like, someone was like talking on stage, like trying to like tell everyone like what's going on, and then I just bolt up and I screamed at him. I was like, you fucking low life piece of shit.
And it's one of those things where you can't even get in trouble for what you're saying. Yeah, like because,
the
like,
VP was like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, finally someone's sticking up for her, like someone's standing up for him.
He was evil. I have no idea where he's at now. His family was wonderful. His mom was my CCD teacher at one point.
That
I
was like our biggest high school feud, probably, right?
Yeah. An honorable mention, though,
what
was with a teacher.
Oh,
let's call her Miss Mandy.
Miss Mandy.
Okay, let's call her Miss Mandy. Miss Mandy, I never had her, but she was in charge of a thing called Spirit Night, which was like a competition between our grades. I feel like we've talked about it before, but me and Ashley were in charge. Another thing we were in charge of. We were in charge of our video. There were different categories. There was a dance, like a 10-minute dance, a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
And all like the grades would compete against each other. Each grade had a different theme, etc.
And Grant and I took our duties as director, writer, producer extremely seriously. Like
artistically.
This was life and death. We were literally Marty Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino.
And previously, before us, the video was just like a funny little thing. We turned it into like cinema.
Production.
Like we turned it into like movie. Like they were going to have stories.
Scripts. We had actors. Sets. We had costumes. We had actors. Grant would stay up till 2 a.m. editing.
Yeah.
We released trailers ahead of Spirit Night.
And like clips, like promotional clips. Like
we were on a full like awards campaign.
And Miss Mandy was in charge of this. Miss Mandy, plain and simple, was a bitch. Oh,
she was one of those teachers
who was parasocial.
Yeah, like she would like get involved in gossip, and she would have like, she was one of those teachers that kids would eat lunch with her in her room, and she would just get a little too like personal.
She was so involved. And, like, in like relationships.
But, and a lot of people loved her because, oh, she's so fun. She's so young. She's so cool. But then if she didn't like you, she was so mean.
Yeah, evil.
And so we went like...
The issue was basically the video had to be 10 minutes. We would submit a video that would be 10 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And she would be like, you're going to get disqualified if you don't submit under 10 minutes. It needs to be under 10 minutes. That's the rules.
We are children fostering our creativity. And you're really going to tamper that right now? Seriously?
Yeah. And so I like obviously fought it. But she was just crazy. Anyways.
But also like So we would fight it and she wouldn't like us. And she would literally talk shit about us to her classes where we were not her students. And she would literally talk shit about us saying, oh, they're so dramatic.
They're fighting the video again. They're going to get points off for their grade. And people would come back to us and be like, hey, like, Miss Bandy was like talking about you guys today in our class, like in how the video, hey, you guys are making a big deal about the video.
Ma'am, you are 35 years old and you are talking shit
like, and to your whole class
about 2 16-year-old directors.
What did she taught something so stupid to?
Yeah, it was like an elective.
Yeah, like she wasn't barely a teacher.
It just made me so mad because it's like, you're gonna talk shit about us. You're not gonna like engage with us in our vision or creativity or like support that in any way. And it was just so rude.
So that we moved on, we moved past it. However, I regret this, you guys. I think it was immature and stupid. Every time I would go to an airport, anytime a place would
take
ask
notes, y'all.
Anytime a place would ask for like a public Wi-Fi or whatever, and it asked for your email to register, I would just go on ahead and put her email in and I would click when it's like sign up for promotional things. I would be like, yep.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. But the worst of it, this was so like, this was 2020. This was years after we graduated. I don't know.
What came over you?
So it's the heat of the pandemic, like the summer or not even, but our friends had like, it was like, our cheer group of friends. So it was like the cheer moms and like me and my cheer friends. We had like an outdoor, like outside, like gathering. And they got me so, there was alcohol involved. I was drunk. They got me so amped up about Miss Mandy and my days in high school I emailed her. I emailed her.
Why?
I don't remember what I said. I literally emailed her, and then I woke up the next morning. I was like, I emailed Miss Mandy.
You drunk emailed your high school teacher looking for a fight.
Yes. She wasn't even ever my teacher. But like, I had to send another one. I was like,
you said to follow up?
I had to apologize. She never answered.
I mean,
I'm hoping maybe it was like an older email and it like,
was it her email affiliated with the school?
Yeah.
So it might have, so it's maybe it went to like junk or maybe the IT department of our high school flagged it.
I don't even remember what I said. I think could not tell you.
I really couldn't say.
You guys, that's not the way to do it.
Don't just do it. Let it go. If you have a feud with someone,
let it go.
Honestly, the best thing you
can do. Step into the daylight and let it go.
The best thing you could do is just ignore them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that will make them even more mad, and you literally are just unbothered.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And it's hard. I feel like it's hard to have that perspective when you're like 16 or 17.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just feel so many emotions. But literally the best thing you could do is be like, who are you again?
Heart a message.
Oh, this is okay. Can I just say real quick? My strategy whenever someone would get in a texting fight with me, especially in that senior year assassins time, if they would send me a nasty message, I would just react to it dislike or heart. And I wouldn't answer. I would just dislike all of them and not answer. And that would get them even more mad. They'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you don't. And I would dislike. Just, guys, if someone's ever texting you viciously, don't respond. Just dislike it.
And then you know what? Hop on the phone. If it's someone you care about and you want to, like, the relationship to matter, like, talk it out.
But
like,
if you
honestly don't
even want to engage with the person, just hit them with a dislike and go about your day.
Yeah.
Because it sends a message. Hey, I don't like this, but you don't matter enough for me to engage with.
Yeah. Yeah. And it definitely, like, annoys them.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Well, I guess that's that for feuds, because I have to piss my pants.
Yeah, but stick around for whatever episode. It's going to be in a couple episodes, I'm sure, about our giant feud that happened in college.
Let's just say our falling out happened in a fort. Spoiler.
That was like the first shots fired.
Y'all aren't ready.
Y'all are not ready.
I've got something to say.
What is it you got to say?
I've got an announcement.
What
love and announce it for the good of the group. Wow.
This is our segment called Announcements for the Good of the Group, where we make announcements for the good of the group.
You can't do it. For the good of the group.
For the good of the group.
The good of the group.
For the good of the group.
For the good of the group.
For the good of the group. Do you want to go first?
Okay, yeah. So my announcement is I've been feeling really optimistic, but specifically about the future.
Yawn. Boring.
No, okay. But my announcement is October is going to be that month.
Really?
Yes. Like,
I'm scared. Knock on wood, though. Wait. What? Don't knock on.
What are you talking
like, what
about?
What are you jinxing it by saying it?
No, October. It's going to be cunt October.
Oh, like.
Oh, word of the month.
Like, ooh.
It's literally going to be cunt
ooh.
October. Like, one, Eras Tour movie. Mm-hmm. Two,
spooky.
Spooky Halloween. Like, I want to go to the corn maze. I want to.
Halloween Town.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so that. Three, I'm going to FSU Homecoming. Four, Disney.
Disney.
Like, October for us is gonna be that girl.
We should do an episode in October where we watch Twitches, Halloween Town, just and talk about that.
Oh, we should. What,
like a Halloween?
We would have
episode.
To give them. We should give you guys homework.
Yeah, everyone has to go watch all three Halloween. No, oh, four Halloween movies. Halloween Town movies.
I have not
because
seen
the fourth
that
one
so
is
long.
The one where they recast Marnie as Sarah Paxton. And she goes to universe and she goes to college and a lot of people either love it or hate it. I fucking love it.
Holy shit. I need to watch. I haven't watched a lot of those movies since birth.
Oh, I watch them every year. We'll get down with it. We'll watch it.
Okay, but yeah, get ready for come October, y'all. Good things coming. I feel it.
I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Hell yeah.
Feeling your boner.
I feel... Oh! Okay, what is your announcement for the good of the group?
Mine is simple. My announcement for the good of the group is that my favorite word is aqueduct.
Can I tell you something, Disney adult?
What?
On one of their Disney cruise ships, the water sign's called the aqueduct.
Oh,
and it's
that's
Donald Duck. It's
funny.
It's Donald Duck
theme. That is funny. I just love that word. I love the way it rolls off the tongue.
Aqueduct. I want to get aqua fucked.
That's what I think, you know?
Right.
And I just love, infrastructure. So it's just, it's such a good word. Aqueduct.
So
and let's talk about them more. I want to use aqueduct in my everyday vocabulary.
We're not often using the word aqueduct.
When was the last time you said aqueduct?
You don't use it often. We will.
We will. We will be bringing back the word aqueduct because, again, it is my favorite word.
Aqueduct, get aqua fucked. You know what I mean?
Hey-o.
So, all right, let's turn to our announcement for the good of the group. This is from a boy named Steve.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hi, I wanted to send an announcement for the good of the group.
Does he?
And it's I've been contemplating a
sounds
lot
like he's
with
shitting.
My dream three-way. Like, I know it's supposed to be like your partner.
He's
and
deaf on the toilet.
Is like what it's supposed to be. And I can't. I'm trying so hard and I feel like such a bad boyfriend, but I just, there's something about the two of you and I can't pick one or the other. So I truly think that my dream three-way would be the two of you. I would want Ashley to peg me doggy style. Great. And then I would want Grant to be watching. And then I would want Grant to join in when you would think that he's going to join in. But in reality, he starts pegging Ashley, not with his dick, but also with a strap on. So it's kind of like me bent over Ashley behind me.
And it just ended. So many things to unpack with that one.
So
first
many
one being he was 1000% on the toilet taking a shit because rewind it, y'all. You could hear a fart. You could hear a shit like a.
Steve,
did you hear that?
I heard it, Steve.
Steve, we heard that shit. Two, interesting picture.
Interesting picture. It's giving me an unsavory image in my mind, but it's, one that
isn't. It's captivating.
It's one that's captivating, and it's definitely an image that evokes beauty,
grace
and
love, quite frankly. Yes,
and quite frankly, I think it's comparable to a Renaissance painting.
Oh yeah, you
something
could,
by Da Vinci.
As he was painting the picture, literally, I could see a beautiful oil canvas
of that scene.
Wow. Well, thank you, Steve.
We all have those Roman features. We do. Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Steve, for
that
announcement.
Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
That should be studied in art history.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
If you have an announcement for the good of the group, you can send them to our Instagram at @a_twink_n_a_redhead.
And warn us if you are actively shitting while you send it.
And it's fine if you are.
It's fine if you are. Everyone shits.
Hey.
Who hello. Hasn't been there? Hi. Hello.
Right.
Everyone shits.
Right. Everyone does shit. Also, please, like, give us a 5-star rating. Like,
if you
we want it.
Hey. If you don't give us a fucking 5-star rating, what the fuck are you doing?
Guys,
what
are you doing? I want, at least on Spotify, I want 1,000 5-star ratings.
I want
1,000. By when?
Tomorrow.
By tomorrow, you guys.
I want
tell your
thousand.
Friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your sister.
Tell your sister. Tell your brother about a twink. The gospel of a twink and a redhead.
Because we got shit to say.
Also, what is our fan names? What are your guys' names? Come up with that too, and give us some DM ideas.
Yeah, give us some DMs.
What the fuck are you guys? Hot people? Like we?
Yeah, our army of hot people.
I don't want to say hotties because that's Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yeah, no, just battalion of hot people. Maybe our battalion.
Fat
people militia?
Maybe fab.
Oh.
Fabulous people.
Fabulous people.
Fabs.
Barbs.
Twink. All right. Let us know. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
And a redhead.
A twink.